Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Well, let's talk some Royals baseball. They're once again at it tonight against the Blue Jays at a Kauffman Stadium. Of course, the game right here on 610 Sports Radio. And every couple weeks, we're always pleased to be joined by the general manager and executive vice president of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo. Good morning, J.J. Great to have you on the show. How are things going?
Doing okay, guys. How are you?
We're all right. I wanted to just ask you right now with where the team is at. In the middle of a little three-game losing streak, what have you noticed is different right now than maybe even a week ago?
Well, I think clearly, and this is not a knock at all, clearly the starting pitching's given up some runs, but they were performing so well that you know there's going to be some sort of regression. And, you know, there's a time where you want your offense to come around. And, you know, we did a good job battling back into the game on Saturday. Didn't quite get it done, but the offense did a nice job. And then Sunday we're a little flat. And, you know, last night, you know, missed out on some opportunities. But, you know, that's the ebbs and flows of the season. That's the way it goes. And, you know, one side's got to pick up the other, and I know they will.
When you look at the offensive end, is that like, you know, I could go back to your experience with some of these younger teams in 2012 or 13 or maybe even 14. Is the inconsistency in the offense something you think is just common with a team that is still very young in the lineup?
Yeah, disagree, but I don't think there's been a lot of inconsistency there. We had the one day, Sunday, we were a little flat. First day, we were shut out this year. You know, you're going to have games where you don't score 10. You know, that's going to happen. So I think we've been pretty consistent. And I really believe when you look at run differential, that's a great indicator. And, you know, I don't know where we are ranked right now, but I know we were one of the best the first couple weeks of the season. So we're scoring runs. We're not going to let one night derail us, 2 days derail us. You just got to get back to the basics and make good swing decisions and put the ball in play when guys are in scoring position.
In case you have an interview later, they're third currently, JJ, in run differential at plus 36. When you look at the team, like when you talk about offensively, where do you still think you can improve though? You mentioned the starting pitching had been so good. The offense has certainly scored its runs. Where do you think the improvement out of the offense or more going later in the year you'd like to see?
I think it's more, we got to get on base a little bit more. You know, we're not walking as much as I'd like to see us walk. Now some of that is we have some pretty aggressive hitters and that's okay. But then when you're not swinging at good pitches, that's your ability and time to walk if you're making poor swing decisions. But you know, you got to put pressure on the defense. You got to put pressure on the pitcher. You do that by guys getting on base, you know, hitting the ball hard, which I think we've done a pretty good job with. But, you know, I also think, you know, we don't want to talk about walking. That's not the mindset you want. You want it to be a product of being aggressive and making good decisions of which pitches to swing at. But we do know that there's a correlation. You know, you get on base, you score more runs. There's more scoring opportunities. So I think that's an area that you'd like to see us improve.
We're talking to general manager of the Kansas City Royals, J.J. Piccolo. I want to ask you about a conversation I actually heard HUD and Ryan Lefevre having last night, talking about Mikel Garcia. They were having this conversation just about maybe some of his struggles, and then he goes and hits a home run last night, and he's got four home runs on the season. I think he had three in the first week and a half or so. Do you think, in a way, at times it can happen for a player where you suddenly have some power early on in the year and you haven't had it much in your career? Can that impact your future at-bats, like in a negative way, where maybe you're starting to look for that a little bit more than you should?
Yeah, there are certain players that certainly happens to. I personally don't think Mikel's one of them. You know, I he's just an aggressive hitter, you know, and if he swings at good pitches, he's going to drive balls. So I don't think he's one of them. We do have had others over the years that, you know, when they hit a big home run, it might not be the best thing for them. It gets them out of their swing. But in this case, I don't think it's really Mikel's mindset. He's just looking to hit the ball hard. You know, he was a little bit unlucky during that stretch. Certainly wasn't swinging the bat as well as he did the first week of the season. He was a little unlucky, and that's going to happen. But he got a couple hits the other day, then hits the home run last night. So hopefully it's a sign of him getting back on track.
Do you think the same thing for MJ Melendez? He hit a really long home run on Friday, JJ, but do you see a little more confidence in his swing? I think him and Mikel went through kind of a similar hitless streak.
Yeah, no, they did. It was the road trip. And with MJ, it's always related to his timing. And his timing was off on the road. But then when he came back Friday night, his timing was good. Put a couple good swings on the ball Saturday as well. So, you know, it looks like he's back in rhythm and he's on time and he's going to get the barrel to the ball the way he's trying to. But, you know, it's always magnified, too, when a couple guys who were swinging the bats really well, you know, get cold at the same time. You know?
Yeah.
So it always seems to happen that way. But again, that's why you have nine guys in the lineup. Other guys got to pick things up. Right? You know, I think the team we just played in Baltimore is really good. And when I kind of review those games, the bottom of their lineup did a really good job for them. And I think really is why they won the series. So when guys that, you know, you count on night in, night out to be the run producers, the run scorers, whatever it may be, you know, there are the nights you want the other guys to pick the offense up. And when that happens, you'll win some more games and maybe you should have won.
JJ, one of the guys who hasn't struggled, Vinny Pasquantino, obviously that mini slump there at the beginning of the season. I was thinking more about his future in Kansas City. You guys got a huge extension done with Bobby Witt Jr. But if other teams have locked up multiple young players at once, if Vinny keeps showing you the ability to be healthy and this level of hitting ability, you know, do you look in season? Do you look out of season? When do you guys look and talk about, you know, long-term options with Vinny?
Well, with all of our players, especially ones that are young and they have years of control left, and you think about what our payroll may look like in the coming years, we have those discussions internally all the time. You know, when's the right time? When should we do it? You know, we know Vinny's a talented hitter, and we'd love to have him here for a long time. You know, there's a rhythm and timing to all of those discussions. And when is it right? Some guys can handle things as they're going through the season. Most guys don't. They don't want to talk about contract extensions during the season. They want to wait till the off season. And most of those extensions are really signed when guys are, you know, finished their second year, second full season of service. That's usually when those extensions those discussions are a little bit deeper. You know, we need sample size. They need to know what their value is in the game so you can have a common ground when you go to the table and talk about those things. And Vinny's coming up, you know, on 2 years of service. Mikel's, you know, going to be a one plus after this year. So they're young hitters that, you know, we like to talk about those things, but we need to do it at the right time.
Where does Vinny rank amongst like natural hitters you've been around in the Royals organization? Like, I'm an outsider, certainly, JJ, but like when I watch him hit, it seems a lot easier for him than others.
Yeah, he does make good decisions. I don't mean to keep repeating myself, but he does make good decisions, and he's one of the few hitters that I can recall that you see him make adjustments through the game. He realizes how guys are pitching him. He does a really good job laying off that ball that's, you know, down and away. He's able to get rid of pitches, fouling balls off. Again, that's something we saw Baltimore do really well. Ran our pitch counts up by fouling balls off. Vinny can do that. So he is a natural hitter. The best thing that Vinny does, in my opinion, is he doesn't try to do too much. You know, he's content with the single. He just wants to put a good at-bat together. If a ball's left up in the zone, he's got the ability to hit the ball out of the ballpark. So he just stays within his abilities, and he's very confident in, you know, their traits of great hitters.
We're only 23 games in this very long baseball season. I know that, but how much do you pay attention already to what's going on in the AL Central and just how competitive it has already been? And you know, a lot of people thought this could be the worst division in baseball, but so far out of the gate, it looks a little more competitive even than others thought.
Yeah, I certainly pay attention to what the other teams are doing, but you also know it's so early in the season. You know, you go on a, you know, we had the 7-game winning streak. You do that, you're in a great spot, and you know you're going to be climbing in the standings. But it's hard not to look at what other teams are doing. But you know, it's all relative. You know, we're not even a quarter of the way through the season, so I think we just got to stay focused on today and take care of our business and not worry about what other teams are doing. The games are certainly more magnified when you're playing in division. We got a weekend series this weekend against Detroit that's a little bit more magnified because you can gain some games on a particular team, so they're more magnified. But it's too early, and I love what Q is – you know, imparted on our team. It's about today. You know, we lost last night, but it's about today now. That's done. It's over. Let's move on.
JJ, I wanted to ask you about Salvador Perez. It's not like he needs more fanfare in Kansas City. He certainly gets plenty of it. But is he getting enough credit for the level of productivity he's showing at 34 years old while still playing catcher?
He's amazing. I really don't know how. He had that collision at the plate, and I'm thinking there's no way he's going to catch for 4 or 5 days. We know he's going to want to be in the lineup, but it's a groin for a catcher. And not only did he catch, but he made an incredible block. Gets up, throws the guy out at second base. Didn't expect him to play the second game of that doubleheader at all. And of course, as soon as the game's over, I'm good. I can play. And he's DHing the second game. He's just superhuman, and his pain tolerance is unbelievable. His love for the game can't be overstated at all. I mean, it is nobody competes and loves playing baseball more than Salvador Perez. And, you know, I'm hopeful that he can stay healthy for a number of years. And, you know, in our opinion, he's a Hall of Fame type of player. That does happen with longevity, and hopefully his body can hold up and he can put up the numbers that one day he's on the stage there in Cooperstown as a member of the Hall of Fame.
Lastly, before he lets you go, we know Jordan Lyles is on the inactive list. Any idea of how long you're expecting him to be away from the club?
No, we really don't. You know, it's something that's a personal matter, and, you know, we aren't at liberty to discuss. We just, you know, are trying to be helpful with Jordan and what he needs at this time, and we'll see where it goes. But we don't have any length of time to really discuss at this point.
JJ Piccolo, the general manager, executive vice president of the Kansas City Royals. Appreciate it as always, and we'll check in a couple weeks.
All right, guys. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.